This is the voice of Turkey. This is the voice of Turkey.
Burası Türkiye'nin Sesi Radyosu.
This is the voice of Turkey.
Hier ist die Stimme Türkiye's.
Ici TRT Radio La Voix de Türkiye.
اینجا آنکارا رادیو صدای ترکیه.
هنا إذاعة صوت تركيا.
Danışır Türkiye'nin Sesi Radyosu.
Of the Radio Glass Türkiye.
Türkiye'nin Sesi Radyosu.
Qui è la radio La Voce della Turchia.
Esta es la voz de Turquía.
Слушате емисията на български език на Радио Гласът на Турция.
Юфлет Зъри и Турция.
这里是 土耳其 之声广播电台.
اینجا آنکارا رادیو صدای ترکیه.
Да, Турция غرق رادیو ده.
خصومه ترکیه ای زاین رادیو گایانه.
Петерчия радио Садбури Туркия скма.
Овода Туркия уни радиосу.
Айч радио Воча Туркия.
Говорит голос Туркия.
Эфирда Туркия овоза.
Гитлеер Туркиянын тети радиосу.
Е садай Туркия.
Аңлап аткыныңла Туркия овоза радиосу.
Эзо ифонетис Туркия.
Oldi Radio Glas Türkiye. Gider Radio Amuriye Türkiye.
İni adalah Radio Suara Türkiye.
Hii ni idhaa ya Kiswahili, sauti ya Türkiye.
Este es Radio Voz de Türkiye.
Kochira wa Türkiye no koe radio desu.
Zboru wa glasot na Türkiye.
Efirde Türkiye ovoz radio.
It Türkiye hangia radio ya?
Oldu Radyo Glas Türkiye.
Türkiye Ünü Radyosu.
Burası Türkiye'nin Sesi Radyosu.
Today is Saturday, 13th of April 2024. This is the news in English on the Voice of Turkey. Iran readied more than 100 cruise missiles for a possible Israel strike, report says. Amid escalating tensions with Israel, Iran has readied more than 100 cruise missiles for a possible strike, according to a report on Friday. Citing a U.S. defense official, ABC News reported that the U.S. has deployed additional military assets to the region, including ships and aircraft. Two U.S. Navy destroyers currently stationed in the eastern Mediterranean have been identified as a part of the deployment, said the report. The destroyers are equipped with the advanced Aegis combat system, capable of defending troops in the region from ballistic missile threats. Furthermore, U.S. defense officials have disclosed that Iran has reportedly prepared more than 100 cruise missiles for potential use in a strike against Israel. Israel is on high alert amid Iran's public vow to attack Israeli targets in retaliation for the April 1st airstrike on its diplomatic facility in the Syrian capital, Damascus. The strike killed at least 7 members of the Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, including 2 top generals. Iran has accused Israel of carrying out the attack and vowed to respond. Israel, however, has not officially claimed responsibility for the attack, but it has for months carried out a number of strikes against Iranian targets across Syria. Both Iran and Hezbollah, its main ally in Lebanon, has said that the attack will not go unpunished. In a related news, U.S. sending reinforcements to Mideast amid fears Iran will attack Israel. The United States of America will move additional assets to the Middle East amid heightened tensions between Iran and Israel, said reports Friday. We're moving additional assets to the region to bolster regional deterrence efforts and increase force protection for U.S. forces. A U.S. Defense Department official was quoted as saying, according to the multiple reports, Israel is on high alert amid Iran's public vow to attack Israeli targets in retaliation for the April 1st airstrike on its diplomatic facility in the Syrian capital, Damascus. Don't, U.S. President Joe Biden said in his message to Tehran. We are devoted to the defense of Israel. We will support Israel. We will help defend Israel, and Iran will not succeed, he told reporters on Friday. Asked by a reporter on how imminent an Iranian attack is, Biden said his expectation is sooner than later. U.S. Senator Marco Rubio claimed on Friday that barring some last-minute developments, Iran is going to attack Israel. The response and risk of escalation will depend on what and how they attack, Rubio said on X. With tensions running high, several countries, including the United States, issued new guidelines to their citizens about traveling to Israel. The Pentagon on Thursday said it is closely following the situation in the Middle East, adding that the U.S. commitment to Israel's security against threats from Iran and its proxies is ironclad. In a related news, Italy urges Iran to exercise moderation in the Middle East. Italy's Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani on Friday urged Iran to exercise moderation in the Middle East, asking for safety guarantees in the Red Sea. Tajani said on X that he had a long phone call with Iranian Foreign Minister Hussein Amir Abdullahian regarding the recent developments in the Middle East. Reiterated Italian government's position in favor of peace and de-escalation, he said. I urge Tehran to exercise moderation. The minister also said that he underlined during the phone call the need to guarantee the safety of Italian military forces in Lebanon and of its merchant ships in the Red Sea. The call came amid heightened tensions between Iran and Israel following a missile strike on the Iranian consulate in the Syrian capital, Damascus, earlier this month. Israeli Foreign Minister Israel Katz threatened Wednesday that his country's military would strike Iran directly if Tehran launched an attack from its territory against Israel. Moving on to Russia, Russia carries out test launch of intercontinental ballistic missile. Russia said on Friday that it has carried out a successful test launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile. The test took place at the Kapustin Yar training ground in Russia's southern Astrakhan region near the Caspian Sea, where the missile was launched from a movable ground missile launch vehicle, the defense ministry said in a statement. The launch was carried out as part of state tests of promising missile systems, as well as a checkup of the stability of missiles in service. The results obtained confirm the high reliability of Russian missiles to ensure the strategic security of the Russian Federation, it said. According to the ministry, the launch tasks have been completed in full. The test took place as the Russia-Ukraine war is into its third year, fear of the use of nuclear weapons occasionally being raised as an issue. And moving on to Australia, five killed in Sydney shopping center stabbings. At least five people were killed in a stabbing spree at a shopping center in Sydney on Saturday, the police and emergency services said. The alleged offender, who engaged with about nine people, was shot dead by the police. A spokesperson for the emergency services of New South Wales, of which Sydney is the capital, said that eight people, including a nine-month-old baby, had been stabbed and taken to hospitals across Sydney. The baby has been taken to Sydney's Children's Hospital at Randwick, while other victims were taken to different nearby hospitals, the Australian Broadcasting Corporation reported, citing the spokesperson. condition of the victims is not known, but they were being treated for trauma wounds. Police said emergency services were called to Westfield Bondi Junction in the eastern part of Sydney just before 4 p.m. after reports of multiple people being stabbed, Australian Broadcasting Corporation reported. A critical incident has commenced following the shooting of a male at Bondi Junction, the police said in a statement. Footage aired on local broadcasters showed a large number of emergency vehicles and personnel. Armed police could also be seen conducting a search on the roof where the car is located. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has called the mass stabbing devastating. Albanese said he has been briefed by Australian Federal Police after the attack by a man at Bondi Junction, Westfield, on a busy Saturday afternoon. In a statement, New South Wales Premier Chris Minns said, "I am horrified to hear about the events at Bondi Junction this afternoon. I want to thank New South Wales Police, emergency services and first responders and the community for their bravery in the face of this shocking incident." And finally in the news, Spain, UK, EU make significant progress on Gibraltar deal. Spain, the European Union and the United Kingdom and Gibraltar achieved significant progress on a deal that will define the post-Brexit future of Gibraltar on Friday, according to a joint statement. In a highly anticipated meeting, UK Foreign Secretary David Cameron met with Spanish Foreign Minister José Manuel Álvarez in Brussels to negotiate the issue that has been stuck for years. The European Commission Executive Vice President Maros Šefčovič and head of Gibraltar Fabien Picardo also attended to weigh in on the future of the tiny British territory in the south of the Iberian Peninsula. This was the first meeting in this format. Discussions took place in a constructive atmosphere with significant progress achieved. General political lines have been agreed, including on airport, goods and mobility, said the statement. Gibraltar, which was ceded to British Crown in 1713, has long been a sticking point between Spain and the UK. Spain, on its foreign ministry website, calls Gibraltar a colony and slams British occupation of the so-called Rock. Spain also does not recognize British sovereignty beyond the fortified perimeter of the town, which includes the airport. In 1969, Spain's Franco regime even closed off the border gate. It remained closed for more than 13 years. It was only partially reopened in 1982 and then fully opened in 1985 as Spain prepared to join the European Community. Then, when UK voters opted to vote out in favor of Brexit, the future of the small territory, home to some 33,000 people, was up in the air again. Fearing uncertainty, 96% of Gibraltarians voted to remain in the EU in the 2018 referendum. In 2020, after the UK left the bloc, Gibraltar's relationship with the EU was replaced by the EU-UK Trade and Cooperation Agreement. Yet since 2020, the UK and Spain have agreed to negotiate an agreement in which Gibraltar could participate in the Schengen area. In allowing free movement with the EU, a deal aims to avoid hard border, which would be disastrous for both Gibraltar and the Spanish region that surrounds it. The deal has been on the negotiation table for more than 3 years. And that was the news in English on the Voice of Türkiye.
The Energy Agenda.
New route in energy, Mediterranean. With the discoveries in the 21st century, the Mediterranean basin is considered among the regions with the highest hydrocarbon resource potential in the world. Successive new discoveries, especially in the eastern Mediterranean, also support this approach. So which country have how much of reserves in the Mediterranean basin? Algeria has 12.2 billion barrels of oil and 4.3 trillion cubic meters of natural gas reserves. Libya has 48.4 billion barrels of proven crude oil and 170 trillion cubic meters of natural gas reserves. It is estimated that there is 1.4 trillion cubic meters of natural gas off the coast of Morocco. It is stated that Egypt has 3.3 billion barrels of oil and 1.7 trillion cubic meters of natural gas reserves. Tunisia has 65 billion cubic meters of natural gas, but only 425 million barrels of oil reserves. It is estimated that there are 176 billion cubic meters of natural gas in the area between the island of Cyprus and Israel. Syria's total oil reserves are 2.5 billion barrels. It is stated that the natural gas reserves are at the level of 240 billion cubic meters. According to the data of the U.S. Geological Survey, there are hydrocarbon deposits equivalent to 30 billion barrels of oil in the eastern Mediterranean, with a total value of approximately $1.5 trillion. Most of this is natural gas. Exploration and seismic activities in the region by international actors, as well as countries in the Mediterranean basin, led to the emergence of new balances in the energy equation in the eastern Mediterranean. The Greek Cypriot administration of southern Cyprus unilaterally declared an exclusive economic zone around the island of Cyprus in 2007. It then announced that it would conduct exploration activities in 13 different parcels. It signed agreements with Egypt and Greece. Ankara reacted very harshly to this approach of the Greek Cypriot administration. First, a large number of NOTAMs were published, and then warships were sent to the region. In this process, the Blue Homeland Doctrine was adapted. Ankara also signed a maritime jurisdiction agreement with Libya. In this process, the European Union and the United States sided with the Greek Cypriot side. The EastMed project, which aims to transport gas from the eastern Mediterranean to Europe and bypasses Turkey, was announced. Project envisaged the transportation of natural gas extracted from the eastern Mediterranean to Italy via Greece. However, the USA withdrew its support from the project due to its cost. In addition to hydrocarbon resources, both the civil war in Syria and the Palestine-Israeli issue turned the eastern Mediterranean into a power struggle arena for the international actors. Many countries have military assets in the international waters of the eastern Mediterranean. Did Israel's attacks change the energy route? The war in Gaza is expected to cause a major change in energy policies in the eastern Mediterranean. However, despite all the developments, Europe has to ensure energy security, making Turkey a key country in the eastern Mediterranean. The Energy Agenda.
Ondan mı kalbimi pusu kurmuştun? O eski ben ucunda sen varsan, her şeyi hayrı bile yormuştum. Buna rağmen gittiysen sen zaten yanmadan kül olmuşsun. Yaz beni yalnızlığına yaz, uzunda ustuza yaz. Seni mutsuz edeceğim biraz, avaz avaz az. Ne kadar çiçeksen az, yüreğin bensiz enkaz. Seni mutsuz edeceğim bu yaz, bağır avaz avaz. Bensizlik çok ağır, alnını başını yıka.
Sana dokunsana bahar gelir, kokun Turkey's geomarked products.
Antep baklava. Antep baklava is the first thing that comes to mind when someone mentions Turkey's most famous dessert. It has been among Turkey's geographically registered products since 2005 upon the application of the Gaziantep Chamber of Industry. Antep baklava making is the work of skilled hands who have been trained in a master-apprentice relationship for many years. The most important element in the production of baklava is to roll out the dough very, very thinly, reaching a maximum thickness of just 1 millimeter. For this, approximately 35 to 40 thin sheets of dough are needed, so that the entire thickness of the baklava itself will be 3 to 4 centimeters. The filling of the baklava is prepared with pistachios, which is also geographically registered, and also butter and cream. Baklava masters first stack 15 to 20 thin filo sheets greased with butter on a round or cornered aluminum tray with an oiled bottom. Then they add pieces of clotted cream to the top filo and sprinkle plenty of pistachios on top of the clotted cream. Then this mixture is covered with thin filo dough consisting of 15 to 20 pieces, and the baklava is sliced with a sharp knife as desired, and melted butter is poured on top. Hot sherbet is also poured over the baklava, which is baked in the oven for about half an hour. As soon as it comes out of the oven, it must remain for a while to rest and to cool down. Nowadays, Antep baklava, which is produced with walnuts and cream, as well as pistachios, is an indispensable taste for both daily consumption and special occasions such as invitations, weddings, and holidays.
Turkey's geomarked products.
Thank you. halim ama biraz biriktirdim. Acı dersten çıktı bu notlar. Öncelikle kalbi kırık tüm insanlardan uzak duracaksın arkadaş. Tamircisi olmaya kalkma, teşekkür bekle hala. Kapı önündesin daima. Sen zırıl zırıl ağlarken atı alan Üsküdar'a, ne Üsküdar'ı koşar aşka dört nala. Eğer çok çok seversen, seni sever sandın ya, sanma sakın asla. Evet belki bu mümkün, bir yıl ya da on yıl sonra, muhtemelen sen yorulunca. Yastık altı yapan insandan kaç arkadaş. Evet belki iyi insandır ama zaman yanlışsa canavar çıkar içinden ama. Eğer çok çok seversen, seni sever sandın ya, sanma sakın asla. Evet belki bu mümkün, bir yıl ya da on yıl sonra, muhtemelen sen yorulunca. Eğer çok çok seversen, seni sever sandın ya, sanmam sakın asla. Evet belki bu mümkün, bir yıl ya da on yıl sonra, muhtemelen sen yorulunca. Seni sever sandın ya, sanma sakın asla. Evet belki bu mümkün, bir yıl ya da on yıl sonra, muhtemelen sen yorulunca. Muhtemelen sen yorulunca. Muhtemelen sen yorulunca.
Sen de mi üzgünsün? Sevginin terk etti diye seni böyle yapayalnız bırakıp da gitti diye. Sen de benim gibi tek başına kalmaktansa gidip başka dostlar bulalım seninle şu dünyada. Birer insan gibi o günlere bir şişe açalım, bardaklar dolsun şerefe, şerefe, şerefe, şerefe, şerefe. Sakın ağlamak yok, keyfimizi hiç bozmadan. Bizi terk edip de gidenlere boş ver, eğlenelim eski dostlar gibi o geçmişe. Bir şişe açalım, bardaklar dolsun şerefe.
Thank you.
bir şişe açalım, bardaklar dokunsun şerefe, şerefe, şerefe, şerefe, şerefe. Sakın ağlamak yok, keyfimizi hiç bozmadan. Bizi terk edip de gidenlere boş ver eyle dedim. Eski dostlar gibi o geçmişe bir şişe açalım, bardaklar dokunsun şerefe.
Eskiden biz can verirdik yarın uğrunda. Söyle zalim, dünya neden, neden bozuldun? Eskiden biz can verirdik yarın uğrunda. Söyle zalim, dünya neden, neden bozuldun? Söyle zalim, dünya kime ayak uydurdun? Yoksul bulduk, sarıldık bugünün beyleri. Eskiden biz çok severdik böyle şeyleri. Söyle zalim, dünya neden, neden bozuldun? Eskiden biz çok severdik böyle şeyleri. Söyle zalim, dünya neden, neden bozuldun? Söyle zalim, dünya kime ayak uydurdun? Tuzaklarda birden vuruldum. Delikanlı yarenim ben zorla doğruldum. Eskiden biz güvenirdik böyle yoruldum. Söyle zalim, dünya neden, neden bozuldum? Eskiden biz güvenirdik böyle yoruldum. Söyle zalim, dünya neden, neden bozuldun? Söyle zalim, dünya kime ayak uydurdun? Söyle zalim, dünya neden, neden bozuldun? Söyle zalim, dünya kime ayak uydurdun? Söyle zalim, dünya neden, neden bozuldun? Söyle zalim, dünya kime ayak uydurdun?
Yasak elmaya da tatmalısın.
aşk yanılmayacak ama bu sefer yürek aşkın tarifini anlatacak. Bire bir oldu, enerjiyi kaptık, gülecek bahtım kara değil artık. Sinerji de tam tap oldu ya, hadi şimdi doğru dura. Bire bir oldu, enerjiyi kaptık, gülecek bahtım kara değil artık. Sinerji de tam tap oldu ya, hadi şimdi doğru dura. Hadi bu sefer aşk yanılmayacak ama bu sefer yürek aşkın tarifini anlatacak. Bire bir oldu, enerjiyi kaptık, gülecek bahtım kara değil artık. Sinerji de tam tap oldu ya, hadi şimdi.
geçerken her daim aklımdasın. Hayata akıp giderken, hayata akıp giderken, hayata akıp giderken.
Birer çocuk olalım, o günden başlayalım. Gözlerimiz buluşsun, ilk kez bakışalım. Ne dün ne de yarın kalsın, biz yeniden doğalım. İlk söz dudağında olsun benim adım. Olur ya, kalbinde yer bulur da yerleşirim yıllarca, seversin sonunda. Olur ya, evet dersin aşkına, şeytan o yaşında olmaz mı olur ya. Günden başlayalım, gözlerimiz buluşsun, ilk kez bakışalım. Ne dün ne de yarın kalsın, biz yeniden doğalım. İlk söz dudağında olsun benim adım. Olur ya, kalbinde yer bulur da yerleşirim yıllarca, seversin sonunda. Evet dersin aşkıma, şeytan ağlarsın da olmaz mı olur ya. Olur ya, tüm saatler durur da sonsuza dek yanımda kalırsın olur ya. Olur ya, ateş bacayı sarar da yanmaz dersin yanar da olmaz mı olur ya.
I've been listening to the Voice of Turkey's English language transmission broadcasting from Ankara in the 16-meter band between 12:30 UTC and 1762 kHz to Europe. You can listen to us over the Turkcell 3A and 4A satellites and on the internet at www.turkcell.com through Radio's link and under the Voice of Turkey Radio's expandable section. Our email address is englishdice@trt.net.tr. Thank you for listening to the Voice of Turkey and goodbye.
La radio, la voce della Turchia. La radio, la voce della Turchia. Radio La Voce della Turchia. Radio La Voce della Turchia. La radio, la voce della Turchia.